Good evening, I'm Barry Third. OPP have laid new charges against a Dry Area man opposed to the federal gun laws. Bruce Montague was arrested and charged last month with six firearms-related offenses. This past week, police announced an additional 23 charges. They include possession of firearms with the serial numbers removed, possession of dangerous and prohibited weapons, unlawful possession of an explosive, careless storage of firearms, and possession of a firearm for the purpose of trafficking. As Randy Toms reports, the man accused is looking forward to his day in court.
This room is where OPP officers seized some of the more than 100 firearms from Bruce Montague's home west of Dryden last month. In two separate searches, police took possession of a number of handguns, submachine guns, and shotguns, all unregistered. Thousands of rounds of ammunition, explosive materials, and manuals were also seized. Montague, who operates a gunsmithing shop out of his home, says the seizures and his subsequent arrest were a little surprising.
It just struck me right out of the blue. We weren't expecting it. We were expecting that the government would continue to ignore us until we went away.
Montague spent more than a week in a Kenora jail before released on bail. His case, though, is something the member of the Canadian Unregistered Firearms Owners Association has been waiting for. The group has been very vocal in its opposition to Bill C-68, which requires gun owners to register their firearms.
Certain aspects of it have a certain nice touch and feel to it, but they're so poorly written, they got loopholes in them you could drive a truck through. They don't really address the issues that they're supposedly addressing. And that's basically the crime issue. What's happening is that the law-abiding gun owner, the duck hunters and the moose hunters, and they're the ones that are bearing the full burden of this law. But the crooks out there, the people that are going to be murdering or robbing banks, they're not really too interested in registering guns, I don't think.
Montague calls the bill unconstitutional, an argument he and his lawyers will use in defense of the 27 charges he's now facing. He expects the fight to be lengthy, one that could ultimately reach the Supreme Court. It's also one that could be extremely costly. Montague says he's willing to go as far as he can, but isn't prepared to do it alone. The charges have forced him to close his gun shop. He's hoping others opposed to the legislation will provide him with the financial support needed.
I'm not going to lose my home and my property and all my possessions to try to fight this on my own. Can't be done. I'm better off to rot in jail because I'm too old now to recuperate all the stuff I've built up here. So for my family, I'm better off if I sit in jail than if I spent every penny that I have built up in equity here to try to fight this. So if money isn't raised, that's it. I'll fold my house of cards. So it's very much dependent on a team effort from all firearms owners to support this.
To help Montague, supporters have already set up a new website explaining his case. A trust fund to raise money for his legal bills has also been established. Montague is back in court on November 15th. From Thunder Bay's news source, I'm Randy Toms.